Yes, yes, yes.
And it seems like we are live, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. Oh. Hello, everyone.
The Gracious Two back again. This
Hold on, I'm getting a Tinder notification.
So. Yes, yes. Dude, there's a, so, it's crazy. Speaking of, I remember back in the day where you had to, you know, go out, meet a lady, wine, dine. You know, and see how stuff worked then. Now you got all these other apps where it's like you swipe on it and bam, there's you could be fucking in 20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, it used to be like that. Tinder's like it's a lot more difficult now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So
it's what I find out is you know, you swipe on somebody, you have to talk to them, you have to say the right thing to get them to engage with you. If you say the wrong thing, they fucking unmatch. It's just like, and you don't know what that is or what it could be or what it's not. You're just like, what did I say wrong on this one?
Where did I go wrong? So
like you ask them how their weekend went out.
Yeah, how dare you, by the way.
Okay, sorry. Ask, how'd your weekend go? Great, how's yours? You know, you don't know what's going to trigger the person.
Right.
And then you got to get past that section and then fucking, you know, get to the actual date, coffee date, drink, whatever it's going to be.
Sure.
And then realize that it's like, oh, your pictures are 10 years old or they're filtered to hell or like your skin is looks like shit, you know, whatever it is. It's like, that.
False advertisement. I mean, which is stupid on something like that because we're going to see you. Yeah.
That's happened a lot. That's probably been 85% of my dates from like all these apps show up and it's like, okay. I'm not rude, so I'll sit there and have a drink, have some conversation, and
really?
Roll out. But I have not just gotten there and rolled yet.
Oh,
yet don't. Because it could happen.
You don't pull the old, hey, this is not you in a picture. Hey, you 40 pounds heavier or lighter.
I guess I'm just not, I don't know. It's hard for me to,
yeah.
It's hard for me to be rude to people's face. Well, I'm really pissed off, then I have no problem with it, but like, I don't know.
You should talk to CT about that. Figure out how he does it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, exactly.
Joking.
He's covertly rude to your face.
Right. I was going to say, don't anybody get their panties in a bunch over there. I'm just playing. But you have fame going on, so you could do the, I think it's called the Raya app. You ever hear that?
I'm on Raya.
Ah, and how's that? A little bit better?
I've been on a couple of dates on Raya. It's kind of the same deal. I've seen a lot of famous people on there. I mean, like really famous actresses and stuff. And it's like, right. You know, everybody in the whole world's hitting them up that's on Raya trying to get with them. So
I was going
to
say.
Not gotten a date with a very famous actress yet.
Well, ladies and just ladies out there, if you heard it, he wouldn't mind getting some fame going there with you. So if you're looking, he's a good dude. Good dude.
Hey, try.
You know, so what else is going on? Dude, I am looking at Palestine. My God, did they level that place? Have you seen like videos or pictures of?
I have not. They've started leveling it. Oh. Yeah, I keep saying they're ready to go in, that they're getting ready to go in. They've gone in now.
So
they've leveled some stuff.
I don't know if they've gone in on the ground yet because I'm going back like, 3 or 4 days ago where I was just seeing before and after pictures and videos. And my God, did they really take out cities? It wasn't just like, you know, military places.
Yeah. Well,
they're saying that, you know, military was there and that's why they did it. But just imagine.
Well,
like,
Hamas tends to embed their military installations, command and control, their headquarters within the population just for that reason. So that when Israel blows the shit up, they're like, oh, see, you killed a bunch of civilians, see, you're pieces of shit,
right?
Human shields. I mean, so
yeah,
it just still trips me out, people supporting this, like, oh yeah, they use human shields, they attack innocent people, murder babies, murder fucking women, take, you know, hostages, all this shit. I just saw that. I was driving through Irvine the other day and I saw this gigantic Palestinian rally going on. Is it Sunday? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, the police had the streets shut off and all these people driving around Palestinian flags out their windows. I'm like, I saw one guy driving around in the fucking, McLaren 720S with a gigantic Palestinian flag. I'm like,
wow,
whatever. Stupid.
it's crazy. I mean, this 10 years ago, that would not be going on.
Yeah, well, it's so Bill, my friend Bill's daughter goes to university down in D.C., very popular one. I'm not going to say which one. And one of the Jewish students had a swastika drawn onto their door.
Oh.
And I'm just like, so, okay, now the left has been calling Trump supporters Nazis for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And now they're putting swastikas on Jewish people's doors.
I mean,
and you know, it's all leftist students. You know, they're all the ones protesting and, you know, being pro-Palestine. It's just like, these kids are fucking nuts. It just drives me. It makes me flabbergasted at how ignorant they are.
It really does. It kind of makes you like question humanity at some point. Like, what the fuck, dude? When we could be this twisted on stuff that seems so black and white, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then there was that big hospital that got supposedly attacked, which ended up just being a rocket that Hamas fired that went into the parking lot that didn't kill anybody. But the New York Times put out this big article and front page news, Israel missile hits hospital, kills 500. Completely fucking false. Completely false. And I saw another outlet saying, back when, like in the old days, you wouldn't take Al-Qaeda's word for what happened to someone.
Right.
So now they're, whatever Hamas puts out there, boom, it's in the headlines.
Which is absurd. I mean, yeah. Like you said, back in the day, that wasn't the case.
No. But it is now. Well, everyone wants to be first. First of all, you have to be the first with the headline. That's the biggest problem. So you don't, you know, don't worry about the facts. Just get it out first. And damn whoever you hurt, or if it's wrong, who cares? But like the New York Times, you would expect to be better.
You would expect, but I mean,
but they're not.
Right. Once President Trump exposed fake news, I mean, it was huge. I mean, you really never heard that before he started to say that. And it really exposed that, you know, it's almost propaganda machine.
Almost. It is.
Yeah.
At this point, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I like to say almost because, you know, some of those wackadoodles out there, and I don't know, it's mainstream news outlet. That's.
Oh yeah, no, I don't subscribe to the wackadoodles. They can call me wackadoodle. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Excuse me,
that people could be shown the same, you know, picture of something where, like we said, it's black and white, and then one person has this take on it. One person has this take on it when it's really, you know, it could be something completely different from either end. And they both believe it in such vigor and stuff that it's, yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, it definitely happens on both sides of the political spectrum. I mean, I will say that for sure.
For sure.
But I like to find the truth and the facts within there, not jump to conclusions right away.
Right. And I like to say this because the truth, I am still a registered Democrat. So I was born and raised that way. And just as an educated adult, I'm, of course, I see shit from both ends. But, you know, you just see straight up lies coming out of the left, which is insane. Yeah. I just can't believe it. So Rob Bobby Yang, yeah, dude, it's crazy. Rob Bobby Yankee pulled up a article for us by Albert Pike. Bobby, you want to come on mic? Tell us who that is, the associate
justice. What do we got here?
He was talking about how basically World War III would be the Zionists and Muslims would mutually destroy each other. Am I correct in that, Bobby?
Yes, Albert Pike, he talked about World War I, World War II, World War III. He pretty much got all three wars correct. He wrote about them in the 1860s, exactly what would happen. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the powers that be. Second World War must be fomented by taking advantages of the differences between fascism.
And he wrote this before either of those wars had taken place?
Yeah, he wrote
1860s. That's amazing.
1871.
Wow. I mean, who the fuck was even thinking about World War?
First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused the agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments in order to weaken the religions.
Wow. So I mean, that's pretty
Well, the Illuminati doesn't exist, so you know.
Right. We all know that. That's just we're using it as a for instance.
There. Another conspiracy theory, but
yeah. Yeah, he called it. He called it.
Yeah, there absolutely.
No, and what was the second one? Let me check out. Go scroll up to the second one. I want to check this out for the audience. So they said the Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so the Nazism is destroyed and the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel and Palestine.
Holy crap. This is 1871?
1871,
Wow.
That's insane. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Wow. And
check out what he's saying about the Third World War, which in my eyes, we're on the brink of, ladies and gentlemen. So wake up.
He's all there.
I got to read more about this guy. This is amazing.
He was one of the highest degree Masons ever.
Ah, okay. Got it.
So the
shit.
Third World
War. I mean, China right now is sending 6 warships to the Persian Gulf. And, you know.
What's that in response to, Chad? Or what's
it's in response to the Israel conflict. I mean, they're sending. Now that China's sending warships, like, okay, how's that going to play out?
So, and they're not pro-Israel, so they're going to be for fucking Hamas and Palestine?
Well, I think they're in league, you know, probably in league with Iran.
Right. Oh, for
Iran, sure. Russia, and China are like kind of, you know, they have this loose alliance at this point. They all hate each other, but they have an alliance of competing at this point.
They have a common enemy in us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Bobby, let me read that last one. So the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenda of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on the issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion.
Sounds like what's up.
And then there's some letters, I think in different language, but we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Jesus, man, this guy could speak very well and write very well for back in the day. Which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody Bobby, mute yourself, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will form that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time.
And again, what does the left push? Anti-church, atheism. Yeah. I mean, not that I'm overly religious, and I don't really subscribe to that whole like crazy theocracy shit and you know, read the Bible for word, but like the left pushes atheism. They push no Bible in churches. They push no religion, no Christianity. Like they'd rather teach their kids, you know, about trans people in school than have the Bible read to them.
Right.
And that's kind of what this is talking about, the division of that, you know, add in what's happening with Hamas and Israel and Iran now, and possibly Hezbollah getting involved. It's like, great. Well, I mean, a lot of great people have said that the United States will be destroyed from within, not from without.
I agree. I mean, that's really the only way they can do it is from within. Mm-hmm. If I forget who said it, but I saw it on Rogan. Stop sharing, please. I saw it on Rogan where Russia was saying, I think back in the 70s, Bobby, stop your share, that they were going to basically infiltrate, you know, long game here. They were going to infiltrate our colleges and universities and start to put in like Leninism and Marxism. Oh, yeah.
That was the Russian KGB agent giving an interview about how the communists were planning to take down the U.S.
Right.
And it was a long-term, like 30, 40-year plan to indoctrinate the youth through the universities. What's happened?
I was going to say, dude, like, I mean, this was said back then, and
they've taught a whole generation to hate the country that gives them the greatest freedom they ever had.
Right. Right. And I don't understand why they think that's okay, you know?
Well, the Russians think it's okay because they can destroy America.
No, yeah.
But I'm people saying, that are politically indoctrinated through universities think it's okay because that's what their teacher tells them. That's what their professor tells them is cool.
Right, right. Do you see an end? Do you see a way this ends like without us falling and you know, being taken over by who knows? Like, it seems like we're on a fast track to you know.
I don't know.
Screwing this whole thing up.
Weak men make hard times. What do you have in that White House? The weakest man we ever had in the White House.
Oh, come on, dude. He could walk instantly, you know?
I mean, all this is happening because nobody fears this guy. Nobody gives a shit about Joe Biden.
Right.
Nobody cares what he says. And if he can even get anything out of his fucking mouth.
I mean, he usually knows what state he's in when giving a speech. I mean,
yeah. I would love to see what the White House nurse is pumping him up with to get him up to give it even the slightest speech.
Oh my God, Adderall, fucking crystal meth, you know, something. They're definitely pumping up hardcore.
It's freaking nuts. But it's a conspiracy theory too, you know, it's bullshit. It doesn't happen. He's great. He's just fine. There's nothing wrong with him.
All you do is spew conspiracies and bullshit, dude. So you really are putting this shit in bullshit, which is, thank you for that. It's part of the show. I just
saw one of the accounts I follow on Instagram put up 50 Cent the other day.
Right.
And it's 50 Cent put this on his Instagram. I'm looking at it right now. He said, Biden, you know, it shows Biden on the beach with Jill lounging back. It says, Biden hits the beach with Middle East chaos or Congress in chaos. And 50 Cent said, hey, Joe, get the fuck up. We in trouble, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right. These
motherfuckers too busy being on vacation or fucking lounging around. It's just unbelievable.
I get we all need vacation, but not when shit's going on like this and you are the leader of the free world, dude. Time to buck up and fucking do your job.
No mean tweets, though. It's great.
That's the one thing he's got is there's no mean tweets, but...
Good.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Joe. But can you also maybe make some good decisions, educated, that are for America and not for your interests or whoever is donating to your political campaign's interests? Like, can you make America great again? Can you make America first?
He's not even worried about that.
Right. Right.
I mean, every decision he makes is like completely America last. And then they get up and gaslight the American people with Carrie Jean-Pierre, the fuck her name is. Blatantly fucking lie to everybody.
Yeah.
And again, all those people, they just get up and lie. It's freaking nuts to watch.
I will say, so it seemed as of last week that the media is starting to question this guy or her. through, you know, starting to question him through her.
Right.
They're not being as lax as they once were because they're starting to realize, oh shit, we are fucked right now. So I gave
them. I hope it's that, but it also can be that, you know, now they're going to turn against him and get him out and get another Manchurian candidate fucking that they want to put in, whoever that's going to be, you know, probably Newsom or somebody like that. Maybe bring back Hillary, trying to get her in.
Can you imagine? You know,
so I hope that the media is turning against them in a way saying, listen, dude, you're fucking this whole thing up. Can you do something about this?
Right.
Or is it we're kicking him down to put in the next candidate, the next Democrat, you know, piece of shit candidate that they could find?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. I mean, there are some good Democrats out there. They're just few and far between. And same with the right, man. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go both ways on this. There's far right extremists that I can't fucking stand. There's far left extremists I can't stand. Everyone needs to come back to the middle. Common sense. A little bit. Everybody. Right. Both sides.
Agree. You know. So what happens here? Like, because, you know, China starts messing around, bringing their warships over there. I mean, that's a pretty bold statement to do. You know,
it's probably more just about the statement than anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're going to get involved in anything, but it's, you know, it's projecting power, showing that they can send six warships to, you know, out of their littoral region of their, you know, the South China Sea and say, hey, look at us.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been in a war in forever. They're kind of one of the more peaceful countries when you cut it down. They do shady shit, as in buy up land and then they fuck you when you start becoming due on those loans and stuff like that. Yeah. But I think as far as war goes, they're relatively peaceful.
I don't know if it's peaceful. It's just like they have not been involved in a major war in a long, long time. They've had a little, you know, a couple small skirmishes on their borders and stuff with India and Vietnam.
Hong Kong.
Right, Hong Kong.
wasn't it Britishly run or something up until the 60s?
Yeah, Hong Kong was a British territory until 1999.
Oh, 99.
Yeah. And the Chinese took it over and promised they were going to keep it democratic, and of course they haven't.
Well, who was it? Xi Jinping just made it to where that's it. He's the president forever. There's no more voting.
I thought he did that a few years ago, but yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he. I just heard about it. Like, again, I haven't watched the news in like the past 3 or 4 days, but when they said it around that time, and maybe it just went through now. Maybe he did it along.
Okay.
That's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, Peter Zeihan, he says Xi is obviously going to stay the president, but there is nobody that goes to him that brings him any bad news or they will be killed.
Right. You can't have that.
So this guy's running the whole country in a vacuum with nobody telling him actually what's going on. That's Peter's perception of it. But
well, that was funny. That was funny when Trump was in office and supposedly 3 or 4 of those Chinese spy balloons, you know, came over the U.S. when Trump was in office, and they didn't tell him because I forget what the reason was.
Yeah, I mean, you have the same people that Mark Milley, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, called his Chinese counterpart and told him that he'll make sure Trump doesn't nuke them. I mean, that is fucking treasonous beyond treasonous. It's like, right. What are you talking about? Like, and this guy's like vaulted as some American hero.
Yeah.
I mean, just because it's like the president of the United States, you've usurped his power, called the enemy, and told them we won't nuke you.
Yeah. Is that not treason? I mean,
absolutely it is.
Yeah.
But you know, he's part of the left.
So
it's
it works.
All good.
I don't know where they got all this secret power from and like why the right can't pull.
That's the deep state bureaucracy, man. It's what Trump came in and told you about, the swamp. It is the swamp. It is literally the swamp. The bureaucrats, you know, they've infected everything and they keep their positions through multiple administrations. They generally can't get fired.
Yeah.
So, you know, they control the strings.
Yeah, it makes me think the right is a little dumb, though. Like, they should have been on this as good as they are, and you know, had all their news out. Like, you've always known that Fox was right wing, like even before we knew CNN, NBC, and all the CBS, and all those were completely left wing. Mm-hmm. You always knew that Fox leaned right. You know that since sure. the beginning of time. But the other ones, you didn't think or know that they really swayed left until like Trump came into office. Now sure. you realize all this shit. So it's like they almost played it really smart with doing that, you know?
Yeah, I think the Democrats definitely and the left definitely outthought the right yeah. on how to gain permanent control of things.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not permanent control, but semi-permanent control of the internal workings of the government and propaganda for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's exposed now. We all know it. Their ratings are tanking. Like,
yes.
you know, when a podcaster like Joe Rogan has a way bigger audience than all the news channels combined, right. that's something.
Yeah. And Tucker leaves, you know, they fire Tucker and then he's getting more views than he would have gotten probably in, what, 4, 5, 6 months just on one of his shows.
Dude, when he was on Fox and he just basically came out and said, you know, the CIA killed Kennedy, that's ballsy, dude.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to have nowadays.
Yeah, and he laid it out like, this is why I'm saying it, this is how I'm saying it, and nothing came of it because, well, I mean, he did eventually get fired, but, you know, nothing came of it because it's the truth. They couldn't sue him for lying. They couldn't, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane that our fucking, you know, Central Intelligence Agency took out a fucking president, man.
Yeah.
Like, where does
it's
the line?
It's pretty go? Crazy.
Right.
That's conspiracy theory. So.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? They could just
We're
say
all crazy for talking about it.
Yeah. Why question anything? Just believe what you're told. Oh.
Yeah, I like that. I think I talked about it before. This guy, Jimmy Carr, I've recently, I think he's a pretty big comedian, but I recently stumbled onto his stand-up and where he's talking about, you know, before COVID, like, you just get on the internet and go find some stuff and read about things. After COVID, you're like, nope, don't read about anything. Don't question anything. Just listen to what the man on the TV tells you to do.
Right.
And if you question something, then you're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. How dare you look something up?
Yeah, you're
how
un-American.
Dare you do your own research? That's how people think now. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And he used a car. He's like, I'm going to buy a car. And then he's like, his friend's like, don't look it up. Don't look up anything about that car. He's like, well, how am I supposed to find out anything about the car? He's like, well, the salesman will tell you. You're not a car expert, are you? Do any research about it. Just take his word for it and drive it off the lot. Like,
yeah,
that's what's happening. Like, and if you say anything against the narrative, you're you know, conspiracy theorist, you're a MAGA, you're a danger to democracy. It's like, fuck these people, man.
Hey, well, like, when did it become un-American to question the shit that's being told you? Like,
Trump and COVID did. That's yeah. by design.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our freedom of speech is one of the greatest things we have because we yeah. can question, we can say, wait, that doesn't sound right. Let me
yeah.
dive in a little bit further.
Fact checkers came about during Trump and especially oh, yeah. COVID, but you have no lie. Fact checkers on Biden. No. Right. And the guy lies every time he fucking opens his mouth. Tells right. stories about shit that never happened, about people that didn't exist.
About lost being a go to
exactly about being the top of his class, about it being a professor at Penn. It's like, and he just blatantly fucking lies.
Yeah, that was fine in the 80s, but we have the internet now, Joe. You know, like, shit.
Well, the media never called on it. They may do a little blurb on it, but it's not a big, it's like, just no, it's not a big, it's just Joe. It's just Joe.
It's just
good old Joe. He can say those things. It's fine. So if he's lying about the little shit, about being a professor at Penn or about knowing this certain person, you know, right. he's lying about the major shit?
Yes.
Like Biden-Ottman's working?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Well, and then, you know, his dealings with his son, he's like, I never did any business with my son. I never met him. Yeah. Text messages come up, pictures of him and his son with these people. Like, dude, come on.
Like, there's a whole text exchange with it's Hunter. I'm sitting here beside my father. This is some Chinese.
Yeah, and the big guy or something. Yeah.
I'm sitting here next to my father. If you don't send the money ASAP, he's going to, you know, there's going to be repercussions from my father. Who's that?
Incredible. Incredible.
But there's no evidence. There's no
Donald
evidence.
Jr. or Eric, I mean, my goodness, what would happen?
Yeah, you bring that up and everyone's like, what about your Kushner? It's like, what about Eric Kushner?
Right.
He did legitimate business deals. But, like, whatever. Okay. Do you think he's selling out America to fucking get deals with the Chinese?
Hell
no.
But his wife, man, is hot as a mother. God. Ivanka, right?
Ivanka, yes.
Oh, man. If you're listening, Ivanka, and Jared's not holding up his end of the bargain, I know a cool podcaster that might hook you up.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't even swim in that pond. That ocean, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. I might not have his money, but I'll do something, honey. but yeah, so who was that with? Was her mother? Because her mother's got a similar name, but not.
Ivana,
right.
Yes, Ivana, yes. Who just passed away kind of recently, too.
Rest in peace, Ivana.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, they made beautiful children together. We're a beautiful child together.
Yeah, and then you have friggin' Baron. Who is, I think, 6'7" or something now. Is he still a teenager? He's huge.
He's slightly slow adultish, I think, right? There's something. Doesn't he have some sort of, like.
I had heard that, and I saw him when he was younger, when Trump got elected on stage, and I was kind of like, looks a little like.
Authic.
I have a little autism going on or something.
Yeah. And
he's huge.
And that was something that the media kind of picked up on and was ripping on a little kid for. Like, what the fuck, man? Is nobody safe just because they're related to Trump? You're going to actually talk about a kid's mental state? I mean, I do, but I'm a podcast.
If it's anyone else, it's like, they're neurodivergent. You can't talk about that.
Right.
But Trump's kid? Oh, yeah, he's a fucking retard. Like, you know, quote,
yeah.
I'm being obviously funny about it, but like, it's fair game if it's Trump.
Right.
You can say anything you want.
Absolutely. The guy's got little hands. I mean, they're correlating that to his penis size. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. He was the sitting president at that time, and he's saying shit like that. And you know Trump, he's going at him. Look at my hands. They're not small at all.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's what he does.
But,
well, then, you know, they have Joe can't even walk up fucking steps, but he's fine.
I was going to say, that's what we can't handle, apparently, as American citizens, is blatant truth. Like, if somebody's that honest about things and calls Rosie O'Donnell fat, I mean, we can't handle it because, you know, it's the truth.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they would rather be like, oh, no, Rosie's great. She's just, you know, big boned or blah, blah, blah. Like, no, that's bullshit. She's fat and unhealthy. Let's call spade a spade.
Mm-hmm. That's fat shaming now, though. Everything's PC in this fucking world. Stupid.
It's so dumb, man.
It's PC to the point where you can't point out that someone is completely unhealthy and it's not good for them.
Right.
But they're body shaming them. It's like, no, I just want them not to eat everything and fucking not fit in a plane seat and be able to walk down the street without fucking exhausting themselves and falling over in a heart attack.
And
just little things.
Most of the people hospitalized or dying during COVID were the people who were, you know.
We're going to get in. Yeah, 70% of, I thought it was like 70% of the COVID deaths were morbidly obese people.
Dude, just
or
say
multiple comorbidities. Yeah.
Just say whatever number you want. We could lie and it's acceptable nowadays. I think it was 98.7% of the people.
Oh, no. It's only acceptable if you lie about numbers on the left. Us, they're going to fact check and be like, oh, no. That's not. That's the CDC.
That's right.
That's how that works.
I forgot about that.
We're not allowed to say speculative things.
Not if you're on the right, no. But, again, I'm registered Democrat. I could do it.
It's true. It's true. I was registered Democrat until Trump.
Yeah, and then you actually went and switched it.
Yeah.
Good, man.
When I watched him come down the stairs, and I actually watched it on CNN.
And he made it.
I watched his speech. What's that?
And he made it down the stairs. He didn't fall.
He made it down the stairs. It was great. But then he gave that speech where he said, you know, there's lots of people coming across the border, and some of them are rapists, and some of them are murderers, right. And I watched CNN go, just live on, like, he's a racist. Do you hear what he said? All Mexicans are rapists, and all Mexicans are did you just watch the same thing I just watched? And I knew right then, I was like, CNN is fucked. They're bullshit.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it before that, but then when I saw that, I was like, okay, to this day, I've never watched CNN again.
Well, it was owned by the old governor of New York's brother, Cuomo.
Is it owned? Well, his brother worked there.
I thought he was either owned or like very, very high up in the company. Like I could have sworn he was part of
it. Chris Cuomo you're talking about?
Yeah. Rob Bobby.
Well, they fired him, but I mean, I don't know if he had ownership. Maybe they did. I don't know.
I thought he did. No, I didn't think he was just a correspondent. I thought he was like up in there. Bobby, let us know when you get a moment there, buddy. But yeah, I mean, and everybody thought it was so cool that his brother is interviewing him, you know, daily and asking him about the stuff going on in, you know, in New York during COVID, and they would have cool banter together and stuff. Meanwhile, the Chris Cuomo is giving us fake news all the time, and mm-hmm. Governor Cuomo is fucking sexually harassing New York state troopers. Like, he's that reason that he's, you know, going to that. You're doing it to a cop, dude.
Right. Well, like, during COVID also, that New York and Pennsylvania, they were actively sending elderly people back into, with COVID, back into the nursing homes.
Was the most
at-risk population at the time.
Right.
And the health secretary of Pennsylvania who's the assistant health secretary now, the trans, morbidly obese person, whatever the fuck her name is, whatever you want to call it. Her mother was in one of those nursing homes, and the mother got pulled out, and then they started sending the COVID patients in.
Wow.
That was documented in Pennsylvania. It's like,
wow.
Great. But that just gets brushed under the rug, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, you know, I mean, COVID did kill people. I'm not saying that. The flu kills people.
Right.
So if it's the most dangerous thing to elderly people, why are you sending active COVID patients back into the homes?
Exactly. Why? And why are
this is like pre-vaccine everything. This is 2020.
Yeah. This is, well, I mean, maybe at the time, because in the beginning there was so much misinformation, disinformation. But you would just think that the elderly, no matter what is going around, are the most susceptible to.
Well, yes. But at the time, they're sending active COVID patients back into the homes, but you can't go visit your grandma as a relative.
Right.
Because of the possibility of bringing COVID in, but they're sending COVID in through patients that have it. It's like, wait a minute. So I can't go visit my grandma, but you're going to send in people that have COVID into the home to live with her. Okay. Sounds safe to me.
Yeah. But it doesn't. I mean, even as just somebody, a layperson, you know, that to me just doesn't sound right off the bat.
Well, it's not logical.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense at all. And that's the thing about all COVID shit. None of it really made sense.
No.
Social distancing was made up. The masks don't do anything. It's like, it was just a bunch of horseshit.
Yeah. Well, to me, I mean, I could understand the social distancing because, you know, it makes sense. More space, less, you know, airflow from. But airborne disease, particles lighter than air and all that shit, like, yeah, it might help very little. And as we all know, the masks helped nothing except create more problems because, you know, some people had breathing issues and all that jazz. And, you know, then they have to wear a mask. And, you know, it created issues rather than helped. And Fauci's first statement that came out, because he wanted to have all the PC stuff available for PCE. He wanted to have it all available.
PPE.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, personal protection, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. PPE. He wanted to have it available for the the medical staff and stuff like that. So he said in the beginning, no, masks don't help. We don't need them. Blah blah blah.
Right. Yes.
And then switch real quick. So Bobby has brought it up now. CNN. Blah, 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 blah. So what is it, Bobby? He was a head reporter. He was an owner. What was Cuomo's involvement in CNN?
CNN for a long time.
Anchor rated at CNN.
Yeah. His brother was also the mayor over here in New York.
I was saying governor. No, governor he was.
Governor, yeah.
All right, cool. So we got that. He was a head reporter and no longer works there. All right, thank you.
He was suspended after a testimony and text messages released revealed a more intimate, engaging role with his brother's political affairs. So he was working with his brother.
Right, right. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what his role was at CNN. All right, thank you, Bobby. You could stop with that. So yeah, I mean, when shit like that is going on, I mean, do you think Chris Cuomo is going to be biased towards his brother?
No,
definitely not. He's going to be on. Yeah. but what was I saying? Right. Oh yeah. With China, like, are they looking into this anymore on how it leaked from the lab? If it was done on purpose? If are they looking into that at all?
Is China looking into it?
Or is the world? Yeah, China, of course not. I mean, especially if
I don't think anyone is at this point. No one cares.
Just thousands, or I don't even know how many people died from COVID, but million.
I think a couple million worldwide. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple million worldwide. I'd like to see what the number.
They don't actually want to know what happened.
Right. Right. Well, especially since Fauci was funding not that research, but part of the lab. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm funding anything, I want to know 100% what's going on throughout the entire company. But that's just me. I don't,
Yeah, of course he knew 100% what was going on, but he's not going to tell you that.
Sure.
He's going to get up and lie to senators and lie to congressmen. I was not funding gain of function research.
Yeah, sure.
Sure you were.
I'd like to see the number of people infected and died in other countries versus China, like to see if they had less than most countries. Just because if they did, that could be a telltale sign that they were prepared a bit and, kind of ready, but under the table ready.
China, they were welding people into their apartments.
Like
they went on real lockdown.
Right.
Like the commie style lockdown. Like, you are not leaving your apartment. Fuck off. We're going to weld you in here.
No, so check this out.
That's nuts.
That is crazy. Absurd. Well, I mean, and Foxconn, the place that was making the iPhone, they put the nets up from the on the roof. So if you jumped off to commit suicide, they caught you and put you right back to work.
Oh, they had those up pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. Pre-COVID.
Yeah, that was up before COVID even started. Yes, absolutely.
But how insane.
Die. Yeah, well, that's the working people to the bone for,
peanuts.
For peanuts. And people would go crazy, kill themselves.
So check this out. I had, during COVID, I had this gentleman on. He was an American. He lived in China for, I think, the past, 18 years, something like that. He met a girl out there, married, kids, all that stuff.
Hmm.
And as, it's going about an hour-ish mark, as we start getting into, how it is over there with China and the lockdowns and all this stuff, boom, access cut off and the feed stopped. That's never ever happened to me before or since.
Yeah.
So conspiracy and foil hat, they were listening and shut us down. I honestly believe it. But
oh, that's, yeah. He was broadcasting. He was talking to you from China?
From China.
Oh, yeah, that's not a conspiracy theory. Fuck yeah, they were monitoring you.
Yeah.
They shut you down, man. Absolutely.
It was crazy.
Did anybody come visit him?
I haven't spoken to him since.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It was a one-off type of deal. Mm-hmm. I forget what.
Yeah, China tightly controls access to the internet, what information flows to citizens or flows out of there. Absolutely.
Oh, completely throttled. I mean, you know, you don't have access like you do over there. Your Google and all that stuff is very, very limited,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is crazy. That they're
people, they do.
There are people
that's,
dealing with
it. That's communism.
Right.
We should
right.
send a bunch of these, you know, millennials and Gen Xers over there to live, see how it is.
Well, I was going to say, lower that, mute yourself, Bobby. I was going to say, what are they going to do with Starlink? Because they probably won't allow you to buy the piece to like get the Starlink signal, because that is a way to, you know, kind of skirt their bubble or their lock that they have on the internet, because it's completely independent from their system. You know what I'm saying? There's no wires. It's all done.
Right. Of course. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really read what's going on with Starlink in China, if Elon's trying to push into them, but obviously the satellites are there.
Right.
People can probably smuggle in black market receivers.
Right. What a cool thing, though.
They should just parachute in a bunch of Starlink receivers into North Korea.
That'd oh, my fun. God. Could you imagine that in computers? Just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Some airdrop. That would change. I mean, if they realized how fucked they were and shit they should have that they don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have like 3 or 4 websites that have access to in Korea.
KimJongUn.com.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yoga with Kim.
but crazy, though, right? Like, if you don't know that you're living like shit and you think that this is the world, it's all you know, so you don't know any better.
Right. And they're taught that he's a deity.
Right. He does.
If there's a house fire, you have to rescue his picture before your family. All this crazy stuff, man. It's wild.
Did you see that Rogan episode where the girl escaped from there?
Yeah.
Dude, yes. Her story is
amazing.
If one of your family members goes missing, you just assume they're dead. You don't even like send out a team looking for them because, you know, they're probably killed by the government.
Right.
Or by, you know, another citizen who's starving and they had like a couple pennies on them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And now, I mean, she got to escape when it was a way to do it. But now, supposedly, you know, they have all these land mines and stuff like that across the border to where you can't even get out if you want to.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tightly controlled. Tightly controlled. Yeah.
And holy shit, her story, how she escaped, like through fucking Mongolia and all this shit. Like, she's a fucking way braver than I am, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But that's how desperate it is, you know?
Yeah.
If you have any idea what's going on outside the world, you get an inkling of that, you're gonna want to get the hell out of there. Fucking have a whole different life.
Totally. Totally. And
whatever, you know, all these young kids here think we're shitty. Think it's just horrible here and America sucks and
pro North Korea.
Send them over there. Seriously, like take a fucking field trip to North Korea or China and go check it out, see how it is.
Right. Well, especially
change your tune real quick.
Real quick.
What's the basketball chick that got busted in Russia? Was her Brittany Grimes or Griner, yeah. Grain, whatever her name is, but she
Griner,
I think she stands for the national anthem now, I believe I've seen.
Of our national anthem.
Yeah. Whereas before she was a kneeler.
Oh my god. Colin Packer, what the hell was that dude? Who started it? Colin.
Oh yeah.
Packernick or some shit.
Colin something.
Some Packernick
who calls he constantly calls the NFL slave owners and then continues to try to get on a team.
Right. I mean, you're only getting paid, you know, a couple hundred grand a year, mills a year.
And it's like you're not in the NFL because you're a shitty player. That's period. So period. Sorry. If you were a great player, you'd be on an NFL team. No problem.
Supposedly he reached out to the Jets after Aaron Rodgers went out and they were like, you know.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't want you.
That's a classic tale of a woman taking over your life and radicalizing you and destroying your life.
Oh, and it happens.
His girlfriend, yeah. I mean, his girlfriend was, you know, the radical one, and she radicalized him. And oh, great. I mean, I guess he's, you know, he's done great. He's gotten like $1 million contracts from Nike and shit, you know.
After.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Wow. But, that's cool. Do you know the story behind Nike? I think this is true. Bill Bowerman, the head coach for Oregon University, he taught the one and only Steve Prefontaine. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know the story of Nike very well because I lived in Portland, so you kind of learned it by osmosis there.
Ah.
I knew tons of people who worked there and stuff, yeah.
So is this true? He was basically developing his own shoes because they weren't there, and he was like making a waffle iron, pouring a rubber in it to make the bottoms, and then he developed the swoosh sign, and that's how Nike started, supposedly.
I thought that the swoosh sign was drawn by like a student or somebody, and they paid him like very little to do it.
Could be, but that
but the waffle iron thing was definitely real. That happened, yeah. The swoosh, I'm not sure. And then, of course, they used the goddess Nike as the name.
Oh, so the goddess, so Nike is a goddess?
Yeah, I think she was a Greek goddess.
That's cool. I never knew that part of it. But goddess of victory, supposedly, thanks to our young man.
There you go, exactly, yes.
They had gods and goddesses for everything, dude. The gods.
They did, yes. The good old Greeks.
Good old Greeks. Zeus, of course. I mean, if I was Nike, I would have done Zeus because he's the god of all.
Well, true.
You know?
Maybe that was too obvious.
Yeah, true. Totally. Because Nike, you're like, oh, that's a cool name.
It's one of those things you like, you pick an obscure thing that becomes really cool.
Right.
You know, like, most people didn't know the goddess Nike at that point.
So are we starting our own shoe line called Zeus?
Here you go, yes. Nike?
You heard it. Here, a lot.
There's our condom line called Zeus. Fuck that.
I mean, we might as well make up some crazy shit like Palestine shoes or something because these fucking people will buy it now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Shoes of Palestine.
Right. If you support terror, buy our shoes.
They have built-in shoe bombs.
Yo.
It's a good idea, man.
I need one of those.
Yeah, you do.
You need one of these too.
Anyway.
There you go. Bobby sharing some. What do we got?
What do we got, Bobby? Rubby. Okay, the 12 Olympians in ancient religion and mythology. 12 Olympians are the major deities of the Greek pantheon. Commonly considered to be Zeus, Poseidon, Hera, Demeter, Aphrodite, Athena, Artemis, Ares, Hepatitis, Hephaestus, Hermes.
Hermes. Yeah.
It's not Hepatitis?
No. Hepatitis.
Yeah. The my god. So they resided on Mount Olympus. How dope, man. Just 12 gods chilling on a mountain, you know, commanding the world. Which one of those gods would you like to be? Minus Zeus. You can't be Zeus.
Probably either Hermes or Poseidon.
Yeah, okay. Poseidon was the sea one?
Yes. Controls the sea.
That'd be kind of dope.
Release the Kraken.
The Kraken. I was watching this cool story, basically about the Bible, and it broke it down into like Moses and like, you know, all the different people and stuff, but it, you know, went through the stuff in the Bible, but then also historical, like things and stuff that, you know, were just facts about the time and the person and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to think of some of the cool ones. Like they're basically saying when Moses parted the Red Sea, like how it could have happened if it wasn't an act of God. Like if it was like, you know, right. And gave some cool ass explanation of how it could have happened and stuff. But it was just cool to see the history, you know, mixed in with the religion.
Yes.
You know,
stuff like that too. It is cool.
It is dope, man. I mean, just religion. I mean, all religions are fascinating in the fact that they got so many people to believe in things you can't see.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Absolutely.
And like you said, I mean, I don't know how far you are, what's up, but I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. Like, I'm not at church on the weekends, but I do believe in God. I do believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe that we're just not the greatest things ever. You know, like there's something better than us up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a great book called The Untethered Soul.
Okay.
I forget the name of the author, but it basically was this author. He was a psychologist and he would hypnotize people and age regress them back to their source.
Oh.
Which is the soul, if you will.
Right.
And so they would tell their stories based on their experiences as soul. So they would go back to, I don't know if you call it heaven or not, but you go back to the realm from whence we all came, our energy comes from.
Oh, wow.
And in that realm, you choose your mother you come back to.
Really?
And you can be either male or female when you come back. Or, you know, I guess you can be male, female, two-spirit, whatever, you know, fuck it is now. But you can be either thing. And you choose your mother, and you come back to her, and like you choose her based on what kind of experiences you want to have. So, you know, it's like, why would I choose to come back as a murderer? Well, you're learning that lesson as your soul progresses through this hierarchy of souls. It's a great book. It's really cool to read. It kind of ties together religion, like Christianity, religion, it ties together. What's it called? Circle of Life, not Circle of Life. Reincarnation.
The Lion.
And it's pretty cool. Like, and the souls in the realm have different colors, so they get different color energy for different hierarchies.
That sounds dope. Because I was going to ask, like, why would anybody choose to come back as a rapist or a murderer? But that makes sense. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Why would you choose another to come back, like, and be like slave or, you know, whatever? It's like, because you're learning that lesson.
And what was the name of the book again?
The Untethered Soul.
The Untethered Soul. That's a free plug for you, sir. So,
what's his name? Bobby, looking up.
Yeah, Bobby, you got that for us? The Untethered Soul. It's a cool name, man.
Yeah, it's a great book. I read it a few years ago.
Did you hear about this? You know, because everybody says, like, with DMT, they have like a kind of similar feeling and blah, 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 blah. And your body naturally produces it, you know, definitely around death, but other times in between as well.
You're talking about DMT, you said?
Yeah.
Well, I think you produce that when you dream, for God's sake. So, yeah, I mean, it's,
right.
It's part of your chemistry in your body.
Right. They're starting to
realize. Michael A. Oh, yeah, I should just share it in my screen. I was just reading his name, and then Bobby shared.
Oh, okay, correct. Michael Singer.
Michael Singer, yes, thanks.
Michael Singer, The Untethered Soul, and he's got. It seems like another one, Living Untethered. Maybe he's got a follow up to it.
Oh yeah, I didn't read that.
Damn you, Shad Gracie.
I'll have to read that. The sequel.
The sequel. Maybe it's a prequel.
There you go.
Which are cool. But about the DMT thing. Oh, look at that. It's go see what that video is of Russell, what's his name?
Russell Brand.
Yeah, that guy's cool, man.
I like Russell.
Me too.
Yeah. Now they're trying to take him down.
Of course. Okay, Bobby, give us some sound. Can you share sound? Do 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 do.
We're gonna lip read. Everyone lip read. Here we go.
Bobby, can you turn the volume up on that video or unmute it somehow? Well, your volume is up. Yeah, we got no sound from your end.
Anyway.
Anywho. All right, Bob, you can stop.
It's a cool book.
Yeah, we'll definitely check it out. Michael Singer, The Untethered Soul. But basically, they're taking, you can stop your share. They're taking people and put, because you smoke DMT and it's like a 15 minute. By the way, that's a piece of dry skin on my nose. If anybody sees that, see that right there?
I'm not even that close.
Don't lie.
See it.
Study, study me. but basically, they're hooking people up to an intravenous drip of DMT.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Keeping them in this state for a long period of time. And then at the end, you know, explaining, you know, what's going, they explain what happened and they're all like, boom, right on the money. They're almost like they're in the same realm. You're not muted, Bobby. Yeah. Almost like they're in the same realm. So
the similar experiences, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's almost not proving, but getting close to proving that it's not just a trip. It's like you're getting access to another realm, another, what's the word I'm looking for? Another alternate universe type deal.
Sure. Yeah. So my ex-wife did DMT. She told me about the experience. I think it was back in 14.
Nice.
And she, of course, my ex being my ex, she jumped right into like the most insane one you can do, which is the toad.
Oh, yeah.
Toad, yeah, like the Sonoran toad. They scrape the stuff off its back and it has a lot of DMT and you smoke it. And she basically said that she died.
Right.
Like she had to go through the realm and fucking died, like had to let go and die.
Yeah. So it like then, her ego or something.
Yeah. And then encountered beings and all kinds of shit on the other side. But like my point in telling that story is that I don't know if I can, I would fight that.
Yeah.
I know I would. I'd fucking fight it. If I'm scared to do DMT, I would fucking fight the experience because I, maybe that's the reason I should do it. Like it's just,
that is totally the reason you should do it. And yeah, that, I mean, she went hardcore right to toad, but you could do like regular DMT where you take 2 to 3 hits and you're only there for 15 minutes. You're not.
Yeah, I mean, you can do ayahuasca and you can do combo or whatever it's called. There's a couple different versions of it, but
yeah, ayahuasca is like you're shitting and throwing up. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, that seems yeah.
That's hardcore.
That is hardcore. But anyway, it's intriguing. It's the whole thing sounds intriguing, but I'm scared of it because I know
that's like that's it. Exactly why you should do it, dude. You got to be in the right. Setting. You got to be in the right setting. So
I don't have a lot of experience in my life with psychedelics. Drugs.
Yeah.
I've never done any psychedelics.
Oh my God, Chad, when we are physically together, dude, we're eighth of shrooms and we're gonna fucking have a good time, dude.
I have microdosed shrooms, but I have not eaten enough to like.
Yeah, no, you gotta experience it, dude. And I'm a perfect person to do it with because I've been there, done that long time. So I'll make sure
I need someone experienced to guide me.
100%, dude. We'll have a blast, dude. And you'll really feel the like it's an awakening. So it's like, it'll make you like feel like when you come out of it and you're sober, like make you feel bad to do a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you really feel connected to the world and it just opened your eyes, you know, to stuff that they weren't open to before. It's really, really cool.
Interesting.
You have a blast during it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's cool.
Let's do it next time I'm back east.
Absolutely, man. We're in.
I'm coming back in November.
Boom, shot. Thanksgiving. We'll be thankful for that. So do you get, like, I get like a little kid around the holidays. I love to not really decorate. I love to see the decorations. The act of decorating is kind of a pain in the ass.
Yes.
But, you know, I remember back in the day, they always said giving is better than receiving. And as a kid, I was like, fuck that. Receiving is always better. But as I get older, it really is. Like when I buy my little nephew something or I buy a gift for somebody that they wouldn't get themselves what they want, like that feeling, there's really not much better than that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're not a parent, right? So it's like,
yeah,
that ultimate feeling of giving is to your kids, you know, giving them an experience for Christmas. And then, and of course, that's all a lie. You have to tell them a lie. You have to tell these kids this lie about Santa Claus and stuff, but it's fun. I mean, everyone
isn't that amazing?
It's like an innocent lie. It's like, because it's, yeah, you know, Christmas is fucking awesome. You want to have them have the experience that you had.
For sure.
You know? And so, but yeah, my kids and I, here in California, the part of Orange County, like, people go fucking crazy with their light displays. So, I mean,
awesome.
We just drive around and look at people's lights.
Nice.
At night after they come, after they're done school. But yeah, they're, you know, Halloween's coming, so they're all excited for trick or treating. And I take them through that. And then, obviously, Thanksgiving, I like to cook the meal. So
nice.
And my ex is generous enough to let me spend Thanksgiving with him and Christmas, because she converted to Judaism. So I get him for every Christmas too. So it's great. Oh,
perfect, dude. Yeah. So before or after you guys got divorced, did she convert?
After.
Wow. So you turned her into a lesbian and changed her religion. You
nothing of the sort.
I'm joking, folks. Please. Yeah, but so I was just thinking this for kids, like, how do you hold that lie? Because as soon as they get on the internet, they could look up, is Santa real? Is, like, your 13-year-old definitely no believing in Santa at that point.
He just turned 14 on Saturday, but yeah, I don't think we have not had a conversation. I think he's still around the girls, you know, not giving up. Giving it up because he knows it's, and they're 9, they still believe it, which is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, that's great.
They have kids in school that are like, Santa Claus not real, and they're like, we think he's real.
He's real, don't you lie.
They do Elf on the Shelf too.
Nice. That's
a good control mechanism around Christmas. Oh, well, you know, can't do that, or Elf's not going to bring you a gift tonight.
Right. Well, that's cool that he's a good older brother and not trying to ruin the secret, because I've heard nightmare stories where the oldest sibling ruins it for, like,
a
5-year-old. And I'm like, come on, dude.
That's jacked up.
That's totally. But that's cool, man. I'm glad you guys celebrate like that, because it really is. I mean, especially as kids, it feels like a magical time.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know? Santa's coming, and I got to leave the cookies out and some carrots for the reindeer.
Yep. We've got the tracking app. You can see where he is in the world.
Isn't that cool, dude, that they started that? Like, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, freaking NORAD started that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They started getting, I guess, in the either 70s or 80s, NORAD started getting, like, calls from kids. I don't know how this happened or how it started, but they started getting calls from kids saying, where's Santa? Like, are you tracking Santa? You know, you track everything in space and, you know, everything in the atmosphere. So
it is
now they made an app and they really play it up.
That's so funny. Like, for him, yes, of course, Bobby, for him to be able to deliver all those gifts and get down those chimneys all one night, this is totally a very speedy man.
It's magic.
It's right. Magical is correct. Peace out, dude.
Really tired afterwards.
He must be. He must be. And those little elves making all those gifts with their tiny fingers, like, I remember thinking as a kid, like, wow, like, they're really talented, these elves. They're making Nintendos and, you know.
They make anything, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you also don't, you know, you don't realize, like, somebody's paying for these gifts. So, like, at Christmas, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then you're like, but what do you mean? You're like, we should be able to get everything. It's free. Like, Santa makes it. Well, but you got to share with the world is always what I was told. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Uh-huh. Got to share with the world.
And then I found out. But think about it. So, like, then you find out your parents are lying to you about that. You're like, what else are they not telling me the truth about?
Mm-hmm.
You uncover the tooth fairy. You uncover.
That's right.
Funny.
Good old tooth fairy. My kid's still doing that, too. Girls losing teeth here and there.
How much is it for a tooth? Does the tooth fairy leave nowadays?
Anywhere between 5 and 20.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. My ex started giving him 20 when my son was, I was like, 20? We're doing 20? I should get fucking half a dollar, like a half a dollar, like a 50-cent piece. Like, dude, 20? Right. Come on.
Your kid's funny. He's like, Dad, why is the tooth fairy leaving me more money at mom's house? And then, like, Yeah, like, Tooth Fairy is shaming me over here.
Because the Tooth Fairy lives in the real world here.
Right. Don't forget inflation, son, and everything that's going on. So just to let the audience know, we're developing some Gracious 2 gear. This might be news to Chad, but I'm looking into some stuff so the audience can have some Gracious 2 gear. We're still fielding offers from sponsors. So any and all out there, by all means, you can reach out to us. And we'll let you know if it fits with the show, because believe it or not, we're not just money hungry people who will advertise anything on the show. We have integrity, and it's got to fit. It's got to be a good product. It's got to be stuff we think our audience will like. So if that sounds like you out there, guys, you
like weapons manufacturers.
Yes. Pro Hamas stuff, things of that nature is what we're looking for.
Yes.
ISIS, if you're out there, let us know, man. We we'll
see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm joking. I kid. But I do. I want to thoroughly thank everybody for listening. You guys make the show fun. Your comments are always appreciated. And we're gonna keep it coming, man. So I hope you guys are having fun and living it with us, because we love you. We dig you. We're into you.
Yeah.
All those
and hit us up on Facebook, either personally or my Instagram. And, you know, we're looking for live fans who want to come on and talk about their experiences from their perspective. I love doing that. It's fun. And then, you know, we've had a few on that have brought up stories that I forgot about, or places that we played that I forgot about. And it's just cool to get their perspective and hear from them. So we have them on as guests. So, yeah, hit us up.
We got Mr. Chris Zelenka coming on the 31st. I think that's next week. I'm not 100%.
That is next week, yes, sir.
But he's
Chris is awesome, man. It'll be great to talk to him.
Absolutely. He's got a lot of cool stories for you folks out there. He's been a longtime fan of the band, so that it'll be fun. And like Chad said, any and all live fans out there, reach out, and we'll get you going on there. Any fan of drums, reach out. Any fan of music, reach out. Fan of podcasting, reach out. But again, thank you guys, and check us out, The Gracious 2 on Facebook, The Gracious 2 on YouTube, The Gracious 2 on Instagram. I believe it's The Gracious 2 everywhere. There was one, I think, where it was too long to have that name, but just The Gracious 2, or search for Chad Gracie's name or John Rotolo. It should link you to there. And it's only going to get more fun, folks. So, again, thank you for being on this journey. We have no destination in sight. So,
that's right. Going. Journey to nowhere.
Yes. peace out, ladies and gentlemen. Anything from you, Chad?
Good to go. That was a good wrap up. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, let me go.
Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yes.